Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is more good stuff you really ought to know. There's so many things in music that you really need to know because it'll add to the enjoyment and the excitement of playing. And appoggiatures are one of those, you know, there's thousands of things we need to know, and appoggiatures is just one of many. Appoggiatura, by the way, is one of the non-harmonic tones. So maybe we ought to start by defining what a harmonic tone is. A harmonic tone is a member of a chord. Whatever chords in force at a given moment in a song, that's the harmony, isn't it? In other words, let's say that the chord you're playing or in the song is F minor 7, okay? Well, if somebody sings this or that, they're out of tune, aren't they? We say, man, he's off, he's flat, he's sharp, she's out of tune, she's not with the harmony, right? She's non-harmonic, okay? So any note that's not in that chord is a non-harmonic tone. And there's several kinds of non-harmonic tones, as you know. There's passing tones, which are the most frequent, I think. And there's neighboring tones, where you go next door to a neighbor and then come back. And there's suspensions, where the fourth takes the place of the third. And there's an anticipations. And then there's appoggiaturas, okay? An appoggiatura is a non-harmonic tone which happens on a strong beat of a measure. The classic appoggiatura is Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, Maria. Maria. That's a strong beat, isn't it? You know what melody note that is? That's F sharp. You know what chord it is? C. Does F sharp go in the C chord? Hardly. It's about the worst note to go in the C chord. But, of course, Leonard Bernstein wove it in very skillfully, okay? What is that? Why would he do that? Why would he play a non-harmonic tone like that and then resolve it? Because it builds up tension. You see, a non-harmonic tone, like an appoggiatura, builds up tension, and then that tension is relaxed. You know, if you think about it, all of music is a battle between tension and relaxation. Have you ever thought of it that way? Next time you listen to a piece of music, think about that. You know, the music may start calm, and then it builds up to a climax, and then it relaxes, you know. Or phrases do that, you know. You get the idea, right? All of music, in terms of dynamics, in terms of tempo, whatever, is a battle between tension and relaxation. If we have all relaxation, if it's all super relaxed, what do we have? Boredom. I mean, it's good music to sleep by, right? But it's boring. If we have all tension, what do we have? Craziness. I mean, it's like overthrowing society. I mean, it's too much, right? But we need a balance of tension and relaxation. And appoggiatura is a good way to do it. So there's two reasons you should know that. One, you should, you know, when you see a written music, you should know what that's doing there and why it might be there. But secondly, in your own creations, you know, your arranging or improvisation, you can use appoggiaturas on purpose. You can go to a non-harmonic tone and then resolve it, okay? Let me give you an example. You heard a lot of appoggiaturas there when I went like this. See, that's an appoggiatura because it relaxes into a harmonic tone. It resolves into a harmonic tone. I don't think those are very good examples, but you can hear non-harmonic tones, and then they dissolve into harmonic tones. Okay, well, that's just one of thousands of good stuff you really ought to know, so file it away. Might be able to use it sometime. So we'll see you next month. Bye-bye for now.